If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
It is the season for holiday parties. That means you've got to be prepared. That means a host of host or a hostess gift. That's what it means. Marianne has some great suggestions. You know what happened to me?
You have trouble getting that out.
I missed my cup of coffee this morning. I talked about this earlier when I left the house.
No.
Yeah, I forgot it. And then 5 minutes on my Kennedy ride, I'm thinking, okay, I can't wait to have my little sip of coffee here. And it wasn't there. So it's in the house or in the garage or, you know.
It's got to be in the garage because I just had one and I didn't see yours. Oh, no, that's terrible. I hope you got coffee at the station.
Oh, yeah, we have lovely, delicious coffee here at the station. Anyway, let's talk about your suggestions for going to a party.
Yeah, and Bob, I still remember the first time you asked me why we were taking a gift to somebody's house who had invited us for dinner.
I did?
Yes. It was long ago, and you are now totally trained to do the right thing.
Yeah. Well, that's because before we got married, nobody invited me out to a dinner party.
Well, I doubt it, Bob. Well, all I can say is that it's a delightful, beautiful tradition. Somebody invites you over to a dinner party, a casual get-together, or even a holiday gathering, which we are invited to so often these days, and you bring them a little gift. It's a lovely gesture, and it speaks volumes about gratitude and appreciation. I just went to a party last night, and, everybody brings the hostess a gift. It acknowledges the time and the effort and the resources that they've offered. And it's not just courteous. It's a warm way to express your heartfelt thanks and for their hospitality. The best way to do this is to put a little thought behind the gift.
Isn't it usually a bottle of booze?
That's perfectly acceptable. We've done that plenty of times. But it's kind of the lazy way out. And it's easy for people to suspect that you are re-gifting. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the bottle that we got last night.
The what?
You opened up the box and you said, who are we going to give this to?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did do that, didn't I? Yeah.
You did. And also, these days, not everybody drinks. So we could get a little more creative than that.
I noticed lately you've been buying chocolates.
I have. And not just any chocolates. You know, not just go to Walgreens and get like a box of chocolates. You know what I mean? I've been buying some of my favorite chocolates that I would personally eat myself, and I tell the hostess that she just needs to try these. And by the way, if you live in the Chicago area, I get my delicious chocolates at Leonidas. There's a little savvy tip. They're straight from Belgium, and they are amazing.
Yeah, that's a good spot. So you wouldn't give someone a box of Goo Goo Clusters?
Like from Walgreens? Only if it was you hosting a dinner party, because I know you love them.
Yeah,
then it would be a really personal gift. But I have a bunch of other ideas. But the first question is always, how much do I spend? And when it comes to a budget, a good rule of thumb is to spend between $10 and $30. And this range keeps it thoughtful without being extravagant. So ultimately, it's the thought that matters most.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are some of the ideas you have for us?
Okay. So what you can do is get creative. I'll give you like some ideas here, but instead of the usual bottle of wine or flowers, think outside the box, personalizing your gift so that you can match your host's interests or the theme of the gathering, and it can be more special that way. So here are 10 ideas. One is homemade treats. Who doesn't like that, right? Like a jar of cookies or a loaf of bread. I have a friend who makes sourdough bread, and she gives it away as gifts for Christmas and other holidays, and it is my favorite gift to get. It's like homemade sourdough bread. How much better does that get?
Right.
Scented candles, you know, perfect for a cozy atmosphere. Unique kitchen gadgets. I love doing that, too. Like, a lot of people don't have like a juice presser or a great garlic press, I mean, whatever, like something that is unique that you love in your own kitchen, and mm-hmm. you can give it to somebody, and it's fun and it's functional. Another idea is customized coasters. You can personalize the coasters with their family name. Here's another one, an herb planter, a small pot of fresh herbs that they can just keep alive and use for their cooking in their kitchen. How about artisan soap? That's luxurious, plus it's practical. Local specialty foods like jams and honey and sauces from local vendors. How many times have you and I gone to the farmer's market and I have bought like an extra, you know, jar of this delicious local honey, and I love giving that as a gift.
Yeah, that's the best place to get that stuff.
Yeah, right. You can also do personalized recipe cards. Here, that's an idea with your favorite recipes written down. I love that idea.
Oh, so I can put my recipe for fried salami down.
Exactly.
Be a nice
that
gift for someone.
You would be able to give like three recipes. You can make eggs,
yeah,
fried salami,
right.
And you can boil water.
Uh-huh. We're set for all dinner parties.
Now, this one would not be for you at all because you don't like games, but you can give a board game. This is a really good, I'm going to do this.
It's a good idea.
There's
yeah.
a board game that I love, and I'm going to just, you know, do that in the future. And then, of course, you can also give them a beautiful plant, not just flowers that are going to die in a couple of days, but something that will thrive in their home. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's important to remember next time you're invited over, and remember the importance of a unique, beautiful little hostess gift.
Yeah, those are good ideas. Tell us what's going on with Savvy Planet.
Well, a lot is going on with Savvy Planet. In terms of a recipe, I have a perfect drink to serve at any gathering. It's called Creme de Vie. I grew up with it. It's a Cuban thing, I think. It's rich, creamy. It's a holiday drink. It's made from a blend of sweetened condensed milk, which might be my favorite ingredient on the planet. I don't know. I grew up with that. It's like I could just drink it out of a can. But you make it with that and then Spanish cider and rum. Or you could just use like, oh my God, it is so delicious. My mouth is watering right now. And it's also a perfect homemade gift that you can put in a cute bottle and give it as a hostess gift. So if you subscribe to savvy-planet.com, I'll send you this one and new recipes. You could just actually just go there right now and see it because it's already, I think it's in there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But if not, it will be in there as soon as it gets mailed out to you.
And before we go, tell us about the big Savvy Planet news.
Yes, I have Savvy Planet news. So, you know, I feel privileged that in my career I've been able to interview experts in every field, and I've been lucky to have so many experiences. So starting today, I'm so excited to introduce 5 Savvy Things. It's a short and thoughtful roundup of things that I've been loving, pondering, or trying out. And some of them are things that I genuinely use, and I think that people will find valuable, whether it's a perfect kitchen gadget or cultural experience or entertainment recommendations, things that you and I are watching that we absolutely love, and a bunch of other ways to enhance your day. So,
perfect.
So that's the new thing, 5 Savvy Things you're going to see occasionally.
Subscribe to SavvyPlanet.com. That's Savvy-Planet.com. And
you'll be able to find a way to opt into that.
Marianne, don't throw out my coffee if you find it. I'll be back soon. Thank you.